the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey doo and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap.
Welcome back to the Back in Time podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Autry, joined as always by my co-host, JD. JD, it's been a little while since we talked, man. How you doing?
Yeah, it is. It's been a hot minute, as they say. I know you've been a little bit busy with obligations, but I'm glad that you asked about me because I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah, man. I feel like it's been more than a week, actually, because it has. It's been about a week and a half since we actually recorded something. And I gotta say, I kind of miss this a little bit, but
yeah,
go ahead.
You don't think about how often that we do actually talk. We're like a couple of old spinsters on the phone.
Right. I gotta be honest, though, I kind of think about the podcast throughout the week. I feel like we stop hitting recording and then you don't think about this thing until we record again.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Okay. Yeah. I love it. So yeah, man, it's been fun. I've been in Orlando for almost a week, and now I'm back to work, back to the grind, and getting back after it. But yeah, I gotta say, Disney was a lot of fun. Universal was a lot of fun, and definitely good to kind of recharge the batteries.
Give us some highlights when the Autry family goes to Disney. What are your attractions that you hit up?
Well, it's a little bit like the episode of Married with Children when they go to that place in Florida. What's it called? It's like Shit Creek, Florida. Something like that.
I don't remember that.
It's supposed to be like Disney World, but it's just like a rundown motel that's like, I don't know. It's like an episode of Clue, the movie. It's hilarious. Go check it out. But, you know, it was fun. I would say the highlight of the trip would probably be the Star Wars themed universe that they've kind of created there in Hollywood Studios. Fantastic. I mean, you feel like you're kind of walking around the movie set. It's all looks almost to scale, like how you would imagine it. And I loved it there. The ride that we did, I can't think of the name off the top of my head. I think it's called Smuggler's Run. I could be wrong on that, but it's a really, like, it's really inclusive. Like you get into the ship, and my son and my wife were the pilots. And then there's like a middle seat, and they're in charge of something. I don't know what it was. But my job was basically to patch stuff. So like if they hit something, it would flash up on the side, and I had to push the button just like you see in the movie. And it's fun because you're not just sitting there doing nothing. You're actually part of the experience, which I've never – I don't know if those existed up until this or that's a creation for this Star Wars ride. But I mean, have you ever gotten onto a ride that's anything like that?
Oh, that sounds really immersive. That's really cool.
Yeah, they did a great job. I'm very, very surprised. Now, I will say the best ride in the park, in my opinion, although that Star Wars ride was really fun, it's still Space Mountain. That ride is still awesome.
You're I don't know Space how it's possible. Kid.
Oh, yeah.
Give us a little bit of the song.
The Space Mountain song?
Isn't there a Space Mountain song? Isn't it like...
Yeah, it probably is. I don't know the song. As soon as I hear Space Mountain, I always think of Ric Flair. I just want to yell out woo as loud as I can. And then people are like, why does this guy keep wooing? I don't know.
I don't understand the connection between the...
Oh, you don't know the connection. So yeah, Ric Flair's thing for years and years is he would take the ladies on what he calls Space Mountain, which means to his bedroom.
You go, I see.
For a ride on Space Mountain, baby. Woo! Yeah, that was his thing.
So they really need to rebrand the ride to be Ric Flair's bedroom.
That would be an interesting... addition to it. I don't know. I mean, what are your thoughts on that? Because we talked last week and I actually cut a lot of this out of the episode just because it didn't make sense at the point because I'm already back and it was talking about me going there. So I end up cutting a lot of this out so the audience has no idea. But during that episode, I talked about how I really like that Disney keeps a lot of their older stuff. They don't tear things down and replace it. But then I got on some of those things like Small World After All and Haunted Mansion, and they're just awful. And then I went to Universal and got on like Transformers and all these rides that they put in, and they've replaced old stuff. And I'm like, oh, it makes total sense why they're doing that. So now I don't know where I stand. Do I think a Small World After All should still be there? No, I don't. I think they should put something more up to date in there. How do you feel about that?
I'm with you, and I'm a little bit torn because the classics are classics for a reason, much like they shouldn't be remaking endless Disney movies the way that they're just throwing out most recently Lady and the Tramp. Like, is there any point in just, why can't you just let the classics live? So if I'm thinking like that, I say let the old rides live and just buy up more land and put up new stuff. And essentially you have a museum to takes you back to another time.
I agree and disagree. I for Universal, they just, from what I understand, they don't have any more land to buy up. So it's either keep the old stuff and don't expand ever. I think Disney does have the space to keep expanding because they are putting in like a brand new, and it looks like a very large roller coaster right next to Space Mountain. So they had actually put the track in, but nothing else is built, and it's pretty massive. So not like a Cedar Point type of roller coaster, but like I'd put, it's like a Six Flags ride. Pretty big.
See, but how cool would it be if you could still go on like the old rides at Universal? Like, I don't even know what's there anymore. Last time I was there, they had like the King Kong, Twister, Jaws. I think the E.T. ride's still there, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, and this will bum me out a little bit. Literally everything's gone on that list except E.T.
All gone. Wouldn't it be so sweet to still, because the Jaws ride was awesome, yeah, to still be able to go ride it?
Hey, did you really like the Jurassic Park ride too?
Was not there when I was there.
Okay. Yeah, that is probably one of my favorite rides of all time. It's gone. They've replaced it with an updated version now. So that's gone. You can say goodbye to King Kong. You can say goodbye to Twister. There's no more Ghostbusters. There is no more live Waterworld show. Literally the only thing left is E.T., which is still a great ride. I enjoyed it. But I won't lie. Halfway through, I was like, ooh, this thing shouldn't be here anymore. Because it's just not on the level with the other ones. I thought that they had remodeled it. I am wrong. I don't think they've remodeled that ride.
Hmm.
So I think they might have remodeled the outside of it, but I don't think they remodeled the inside. And it needs a little bit of upkeep, if you know what I mean.
It'll be interesting to see what route they go, because they've been on Universal, and you know, all these amusement parks have been on the forefront of immersive and augmented reality and virtual reality for quite some time. But to see what the future holds for some of these giant rides and what Disney's doing with what you're saying with their Star Wars expansion and just making a whole new world, it's an exciting time to be alive.
It's a whole new world. You like that? Busting out the pipes tonight.
This guy's got pipes.
A whole new world. That's Aladdin, right?
It is. Yeah. It is a whole new Aladdin.
Shout out to Phantom Dark Dave. He loves him. He loves a little bit of Aladdin. Now, speaking of Disney, let's talk about Disney Plus, man. We were texting about it throughout the week and just talking about all the different movies that we had checked out and how it's going to be a huge part of the podcast because it just is filled with movies from the 80s and 90s. That we love. What's your initial feedback on Disney Plus? What do you think about the new app?
First of all, Disney came up with a really simple app. So from like a technical standpoint, it's got a couple little things that I'm like a little bit annoyed by, or it's like, I wish I could do this or I wish I could do that. But it's a pretty seamless little app that they put together. And their day one launch is pretty, pretty stellar as well in terms of what kind of content that they have. The Jeff Goldblum show, The Mandalorian, which I'm all over the both of those.
Yeah.
The Goldblum show is fantastic. It is hilarious and it makes zero sense. It's just him purring and
I'll be honest, I haven't watched Mandalorian yet, and the reason why, not because I'm not interested, I'm a binge watcher. I am waiting for it to collect some episodes, and then I'm going to dive in so I can watch like three or four in a row, and then decide if I like it.
You got to be careful, though, because the memes are out there, and the spoilers are happening.
I'm not looking at anything Mandalorian. I'm good so far.
Oh, I'm just saying, just be careful. I have spoken.
You have spoken. I will say the one thing that jumps out to me right away, because I agree with you, it is very easy to use. It is a very it's going to rival Netflix pretty quickly here. I think I heard that they're already at like 10 million subscribers, something like that. It's a lot very quickly. The only thing I don't like is they do not have a continue watching section. And you have to go back in and find the movie that you want, assuming that it's not on like the main home screen right off the bat. So that is an easy fix, though. I think they'll add that in time. Probably just a couple people that complain about it enough where they're just like, why didn't we think about this? Damn it, Watson, that was you.
Well, I would think that when they're launching a product like this, that they would have to have sat down and done a feature by feature comparison to all the other major platforms. And for them to have missed something so simple like that kind of suggests to me that maybe they rushed it a little bit, and they put out a finalized product knowing full well that they're going to do an update with new features soon. So yeah. I'm not mad at them about it.
Okay. What are I know you've already told me, but just so our audience can hear, I thought it'd be cool to maybe talk a little bit about what we've actually watched on there so far. I know you mentioned Mandalorian. I know you mentioned Jeff Goldblum show. Anything else tickling your fancy yet?
So I've definitely picked one cartoon that I wanted to go back and start rewatching. And do you want to try to take a guess? Because I know you'll get it wrong, but I want you to guess anyways.
Something Howard the Duck related?
Howard the Duck? Are you trying to say Darkwing Duck?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Howard the Duck? No, but... Yes, there was a Howard the Duck. I'm not that far off, am I? There are a lot of ducks on Disney Plus, but no, I started watching Goof Troop.
Oh, Goof Troop, yeah. I remember that show.
Goof Troop.
Was that a Saturday
I'm pretty positive it was.
Okay.
Or at least like an after-school cartoon for us when we were young.
Yeah, I definitely remember Goof Troop. For anything else?
I made my way through Kazam already.
Kazam.
Obviously, future episode.
Obviously.
As soon as we can. Obviously. believe it or not, we started watching Sister Act 2 for some reason, and we made it like 20 minutes into that before we couldn't take it anymore. Why didn't we start with Sister Act 1? I have no idea.
Oh, happy day.
For whatever reason, just popped on Sister Act 2. And I was just like, can't do this. Back in the habit.
I wonder if they have Eddie on there. I should look that up. Eddie's a movie I've been wanting to rewatch, a basketball movie with Whoopi Goldberg.
You know what I'm super excited about? Not to bogart you there, but they have all the Disney original Disney Channel movies like Johnny Tsunami and Alley Cat Strike and Brink. And they don't have Paper Brigade. Paper Brigade is not on there. So just be wary. Be aware. Be sad. You can get Xenon Girl of the Future, but you can't get some Robert Englund action in Paper Brigade.
Okay. Now, I will tell you this. So the app, when did that open up? I think it was the day I left on the trip, maybe a day or two before.
It was November 12th.
Okay. Yeah, so I think that was like a day or two before I left on the trip. And I downloaded it. The cool thing about this Disney app, unlike Netflix, where you can only download so many, Disney will let you download pretty much as your phone will hold. So I had all these movies downloaded for the trip. I watched Iron Will. on the flight to Orlando. I don't know when the last time you watched Iron Will was.
It's been a lifetime.
It's been a while. One thing I did notice, which I found really cool, the guy that plays Iron Will, that's Sean Astin's brother, Mackenzie Astin. Did not know that.
You know, it's funny. I would have guessed his name to be Cody Astin, and Mackenzie's not too far off from Cody.
Yeah, not at all. So I wonder if they call him Mac. Oh, mac and cheese. So yeah, I watched I watched Iron Will, and then on the way back, I stuck kind of in that 90s realm, and I hit up First Kid with Sinbad.
Yeah, that's definitely a future episode.
Uh-huh. Yep. I don't know what it is about 90s like Sinbad. He makes me laugh hysterically. I love his shenanigans. So, now, yeah, I'd love to get into Sinbad.
Either there will have to be a top five Sinbad movies, or we'll do a Sinbad poll topic because we haven't done Good Burger yet.
Nope.
Home of the Big Booty Burger.
Just tell me you got your license. Give me the license. You don't have a license. Come on. Yeah, it's a great movie. We got to get in the Good Burger. That'll probably win the poll topic, whatever it's up against. But I do like that movie. What's the movie where he's kind of like a bad guy, but he's not really that bad. He's a good guy inside, but he like owes people money, and he tries to like pay them off with baseball cards. You know what I'm talking about?
Necessary Roughness?
I don't think it's that. It was like right in between First Kid and Good Burger.
Jingle All the Way.
No, not Jingle All the Way.
House Guest.
That's a good one, though. Yep, it's House Guest.
Okay. Yep. I was just randomly spouting off Sinbad movies.
Are we there yet? No. House Guest. I haven't checked to see if that's on the app yet. I hope it is. But yeah, that came right. Yeah, looks like right before First Kid. House Guest, First Kid, Jingle All the Way, Good Burger, in that order. Those are some hits right there, Sinbad. Yeah, nice job, man.
We need to, coming 2020, we're doing a Sinbad movie. Stop the presses. Yeah. It's happening.
And here's the good thing. When we do Mighty Ducks 3 on the app, we don't have to worry about finding it. I mean, I own it, but I assume you don't.
I do not. No, you would be correct. So, no, I was excited to see all three of the Mighty Ducks movies on there in all their glory. Quack, quack, quack.
Quack, 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 Mr. Ducksworth. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. There's a bunch of stuff. Camp Nowhere, we haven't done that yet. There's a ton from 20th Century Fox, Rookie of the Year. So, I mean, a lot of the movies that were on our master list, now on Disney Plus. We don't have to worry about finding them. I did have to go out and rent Adam's Family Values from Family Video today because that's not on the app. I thought that was a 20th Century Fox movie, but apparently it's Paramount. So that'll be our next week's episode. But yeah, I think overall, huge thumbs up. I would say Disney Plus launched and moved directly into the number two streaming service in the world, in my opinion, right behind Netflix. I'm interested to see their original content, what they're going to kind of churn out.
Yeah, it is interesting because I know a lot of people have a little bit of, you know, frustration that we have to wait so long for a lot of the quality content, like the Marvel shows that we're waiting for and sort of dying to see. And why can't we have them now is kind of like what I'm hearing the scuttlebutt about. But I don't know. I don't know how you did it, if you just signed up for a month-to-month plan. But they used to have this promotion that they did over the summer where if you buy 2 years, you get a third year for free.
Oh, wow.
And you just have to pay for the 2 years up front. And so that's what I did. So I've got Disney Plus locked down for 3 years, and I'm paying like $4 a month.
Yeah, there is some type of deal with AT&T, which is where my cell phone is through, where I get Disney Plus for a year free. So we're actually not paying for it.
It's fantastic. They've made a lot of smart moves to get this out there. And I got to think that it's mostly going to be a pure profit thing because they own the rights and distribution to everything that they're putting out. They just have to create the app and throttle the streaming. I don't know technical terms, but
yeah.
right-sizing, compute
your costs. Executives for Amazon Prime, were you not just like mother effing yourself all week? God, look how fucking good this thing is. All these movies, just like, we're never catching Netflix or Disney Plus. Care how much money they have.
It's only going to get more crowded, and I think that we will see sort of a crash landing of sorts eventually, because we have the Apple Plus, and then NBC is getting their own, and CBS has one, and there's Hulu, and there's all, like, it's just going to be too much to the point where at the end of the month, you're going to look at all of your streaming services that you've signed up for, and your bill's going to be as much as it was when you used to have cable.
Right. Yeah, I think some of those companies are going to have to come down. Like, I think Netflix is going to have to come down in price eventually, because if I can get Disney Plus for $5 or $6 a month, and I'm paying almost, what, $13 or $14 for Netflix? Yeah, I mean, if I get 3 or 4 of those, I may decide at some point I'm not going to do Netflix. I mean, I'll just do it 1 or 2 months out of the year, binge all their content, and then just get rid of it.
Well, that's interesting that you say that, because there's some rumors that a lot of these streaming platforms are going to go the way of Disney Plus and do the weekly, as opposed to the releasing all of their content at once. So yep. Netflix might go that way to prevent you from doing that, to sort of lock you into a longer term sentence for your service.
Right. And in fairness, it's actually not Disney Plus that's kind of spearheading that. HBO's been doing that for a long time, where they don't give you all their content. So shout out to HBO. Yeah.
But they're being a network platform. True. It makes sense that they release their shows weekly anyways. They don't, you know, if you don't have HBO Go or HBO Now or whatever the hell it's called, you can't watch Game of Thrones anyways.
Hey, man, don't manure on my point.
No, you bring up a good point, but I think that you bring up a good point, and you shed a third direction of light on the whole conversation, is that HBO has this whole great platform, and they do things their own way, and people really haven't said boo about it. They're kind of muddling along just fine.
I'd love to hear, I picture myself like in a board of directors, and they, like, for some reason they pull this clip up and they're like, oh, HBO is just kind of muddling along, and they just look at each other and they're like, God, is that what we're doing? Are we just muddling? The CEO is like, what's this about the muddling? I don't like it. Yeah.
Bring in Tiffany from design.
So, yeah, I think that's overall really good. Excited about Disney Plus. Now, I guess we should talk a little bit about this show. Now, and we haven't planned anything, and people can probably tell by the stuttering as I begin the sentence. This is basically like a new segment. We're going to pretty much do this every single month starting 2020. AKA, it's a little bit of a shout out to our buddy Dave. He used to do the Shoot in the Breeze episodes. But because we're the Back in Time podcast, it makes sense to do Shoot in the Manure, because Biff Tannen hates manure. And this will just be, a fun time for us to just kind of talk about, you know, current releases and what's going on in life, and, you know, catch up a little bit every month while not having to constantly prep to record another episode, it's a lot of work to sit down and watch an hour and a half, 2 hour long movie, do notes on it, edit the podcast, you know, add in clips. Like, it's a whole thing. So yeah, just as a way to keep us going every single week, I think this will be a fun episode. What about you?
I agree. And this by no means is us taking a step back in content. So don't worry to our faithful listeners that love to hear what we put out every week. But, you know, our boy Tommy Feline, the stand-up comedian, I went to see him do a stand-up show this past weekend. And afterwards, I was hanging out with him and a couple of the other comedians. So Tommy introduced me to some of these guys. And he was like, oh, Justin does a podcast. And this one guy was like, this is dead serious. This isn't just a shtick, but this is a serious story. The guy goes, oh, that's cool. He's like, I used to do a podcast. How often do you do yours? And I said, 2 times. And he goes, oh, 2 times a month. That's a lot. And I said, no, 2 times a week. And his jaw just dropped. He was just like, you put out 2 shows a week? And I was like, yeah, it's a lot of work for Kyle.
Yeah. He was probably like, how long are those episodes? Like, what, 10, 15 minutes? You're like, no. Like hour and a half and then a half hour. It is a lot of work. And I don't think we're going to be really losing a lot of content. Maybe a half hour to an hour a month, less content. But, I mean, that may get replaced by us doing movie reviews and things like that to kind of make up for it. So, yeah, no plan in backing off the content, just a plan to change our lineup a little bit and freshen some things up and not constantly feel like we have to do a movie. We want to pick some movies that we can really spend time on. So that's going to be starting with Adam's Family Values, which you guys will be listening to this coming week. That'll also be Christmas Vacation in December. So I'm excited because I think I'll be able to you know, really prepare more for that, have more interesting facts, and kind of get back to how we started this thing.
Yeah, for sure. And for those of you who've been along with us for this entire journey, we used to do a lot more voices and impressions and interesting facts and toy line tie-in and video game chats and talking about commercials and products and, you know, all of the mythology that surrounded the cultural phenomenon that a lot of these movies presented. And two, this also gives us more of an opportunity to balance our show and bring on some more great guests and to have some more voices that are familiar with the movies that we're reviewing and, you know, involved with it or have some strong opinions about. So you're not just listening to me and Kyle Jerome on, or at least Kyle Jerome's on. I think I'm a little bit funny sometimes.
Yeah. Laugh track.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You've been great.
You guys have been great. Is that how everybody talked on the microphone at the Comedy Store?
Yeah, everybody's a winner.
You guys are great. Thank you for the time tonight. And then he just goes off and sorrows himself in a beer. Was I okay, man? How was it? It was sucked. That's how it was.
Is that your stand-up Kyle voice? You almost sound like Rick Moranis.
Sucked. Yeah, Rick Moranis, more sketch. He's a sketch guy, but I like Moranis. I think we need a Moranis comeback in 2020. I'm actually pretty disappointed that I haven't heard that he is in Ghostbusters 2020. I thought for sure maybe they're holding it back as a special surprise for the fans, but I feel like somebody would have spilled the beans by now.
They're getting Hollywood and these big studios are getting so good at hiding their secret details more and more that a lot of it's not necessarily spoiled until opening night when the film first shows. And maybe if there's ever a project that brings Rick Moranis back into the limelight, please let this be it.
No kidding. Or Bully 2. Big Bully 2.
Yeah, not Bully 2. Do not be confused. Do not confuse Big Bully with Bully. You're in for a hell of a very different movies, and I made that mistake once. And Bully is it's actually a pretty good movie, but it's not Big Bully.
Yeah, it's a very nice film. Now, Big Bully, comedy movie. Big difference. You also have Tom Arnold when Tom Arnold was relevant. No offense to Tom Arnold. Of course, he's got to take offense to that, but yeah. Where's that guy been? He kind of walked out.
Coming next episode, we have a one-on-one rap battle between Kyle and Tom Arnold.
I'd win that easily.
Throw it down a little bit. Show us a little bit of your skills.
My rap battle? I'm gonna save that for the episode. I gotta get paid if I'm gonna do that stuff. You know, I'm a big
Wild,
star.
Wild West, Jim West, Desperado, Rough Riders. No, you don't want nada.
That's how I roll. That's called plagiarism.
Oh,
yeah. You should know that.
Well, that's how I got through college.
Yeah, me too. Let's talk about Thanksgiving, man. What do you got going on? What's the big Turkey Day plans for you?
I gotta say, I'm not entirely sure. I know that I will be going by my parents' house, and there may be anywhere between 10 to 30 people there. Have no idea. My mom is such a spaz when it comes to planning these things out, where she's just like, some people might come, I don't know.
But what does that mean? 25 Italians in there?
Yeah, and I'm just like, I had no idea you were coming. I don't even know who this guy over here is.
And also, the Uncle Vinny. Come on, you know Vinny. Give your uncle a kiss on the cheek, will you? Come on.
Yeah, give me a little sugar, huh?
Why is he black?
No, that was
was Italian. What was that?
No, that's Starsky and Hutch.
Why? It sounded like James Earl Jones.
James, I'm trying to do a James Earl Jones now, but now you put me on the spot and I can't do it.
If you would have knocked on the door, I'd have gotten it for you.
No, yeah, see, you still
keep it up, man. I don't have the sack for it. My ball's got to drop a little bit more.
I can go real deep if you like.
There you go. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Might go to the ground.
We sidetracked really quick there. Okay, so back to Thanksgiving. So you're going to have possibly a family party, maybe not such a family party. I can't remember last year. Are you a turkey guy?
Yeah, so when it comes to the holidays, I am a turkey guy. I like the turkey. My family traditionally does the turkey and the ham. And when it comes to sandwiches, I'm ham all the way. Ham before turkey any day of the week. Okay. But come holidays, I like the bird. Give me the bird.
Wow, I'm the complete opposite. I'm like, if we're talking sandwiches, I probably go with like a honey turkey before anything. I would get that before ham. But then for Thanksgiving, I'm eyeballing that ham all day. I'll have a slice of the turkey, but I'm going to get 4 or 5 slices of the ham.
Yeah, see, I got to tell you, you're wrong. You're dead wrong, and you're an idiot for even saying that.
All right, well, give me an idea. What's on your plate? Like, let's put the proverbial plate in front of you. Go around the circle. What do you got on that thing?
So I'm definitely, the staple's got to be the turkey.
Okay.
With the cranberry.
Okay.
Stuffing.
Mm.
I can go either way on the sweet potato or the regular mashed potato. It depends on kind of the mood that I'm feeling. And so if it's one or the other, maybe I'll do the sweet potato, but I definitely want a little bit of the white potato. I don't know. Or yams, whatever you want to call them. Then from there, my family just traditionally does a lot of like the 1950s kind of recipes that used to get off of boxes of soup. Not boxes of soup. When the hell did soup come in boxes? The can of soup recipe. You know, like, yeah, you know how you used to get like the green bean casserole, and yeah, everybody's got the same green bean casserole recipe that takes a can of cream of mushroom soup and green beans and those little crunchy onions. Like, we have all of those. We've got the broccoli that's just filled with butter and mayonnaise and cheese and then covered in like corn flakes. And then there's the sweet potatoes that are covered in corn flakes, and it's very Midwestern.
Okay. Good. All right. Well, I like that. That's a solid plate. Now here's mine. A little slice of turkey. I'm not going to lie. Thicker slice of turkey. And then here comes the potatoes. I usually go mashed potatoes. Pretty nice big spoonful. I will top that bad boy with some gravy. Okay. I will throw a little stuffing on the side of it. Next to that, I'm going green bean casserole, or I'm going corn casserole, whichever one gets to me first. Mm-hmm. I may even make spot for two. I don't know. Depends on how I'm feeling. I will pass on the yams and hand that to the next person. That's a no-go for me. I will also grab a little salad. So my wife's aunt will make like a 5-layer salad. Really good. So I'll have a little extra plate of the salad. And then here comes the old roly rolls.
Yes,
and I'll
grab the roll.
2 of the rolls and throw those on the old plate. And that is plate number 1. Now, how many plates I have after that entirely depends on how fast I can digest that food. So it's a mystery. Probably 2, maybe 3.
You're a growing boy.
Little football on the background. Probably Detroit Lions, Cowboys, whatever game's on. Yeah, I'm not shutting that TV off for nothing.
Let me ask you this. What's your roll game like?
I go plain roll. I don't butter it. I don't cut it up. I generally just eat it.
Is it like the croissant roll or like the flaky ones? Is it like the biscuits? Like what do you guys got going on?
No, these are like the nice, like thick rolls. There's no flakiness at all. You bite into that sucker and it's packed full of bread.
Okay.
We're so all you bread just, and carbs.
Okay. So I'll throw you for a little bit of a wrench. We usually have those, or we also have the little Hawaiian rolls.
Oh dear God.
And those, my friend, come in clutch after your first plate, when you're in between, like, do I want more? Do I not? This is usually when the ham comes into play for me, because I grab one of those little sweet boys, jam a piece of ham up in him.
Yep.
And I got myself a little sandwich.
Now, if that were an option for me, which it's not, we don't do the Hawaiian rolls, I would cut that bad boy in half, throw a piece of ham, maybe a piece of turkey on there, probably add a little gravy on top, and then put on the top bun and eat it like a sandwich. Couple like ham sliders. Oh my gosh.
I think she needs to start a new holiday tradition at the Autry family house.
I'm gonna be 100% honest with you right now. My mouth is watering.
Yeah, I believe it.
Talking about this. Now let's talk a little drinks and we'll get out of here. What are you drinking throughout the day?
It depends on how persuasive my grandmother is.
Okay.
Because she doesn't like to drink alone, and she likes to start drinking early in the day. So she takes her vodka with just a splash of lemon and some ice. I at least like to mix mine with some tonic or some Sprite. So, you know, if I'm feeling up to it, that'll be like my drink. Otherwise, just water. My family's not big on wine. At least any of the surviving family members don't really drink a lot of wine. So it's not like there's bottles of wine getting tossed around the table to everybody like that. But for the most part, you know, I'll have a little vodka or two.
Drinking a soda pop?
No, I try to avoid soda pop.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, I'll definitely drink a little soda pop throughout the day. But yeah, when it gets later at nighttime, usually the wine will come out at some point. And that is when I will grab a glass and I will drink that thing until it's gone.
Good man.
Yeah. So no hard drinks, though.
Really?
Nah, not with my wife's side of the family. I typically don't go back home anymore for Thanksgiving. It's hard to drive 2 hours up there in the morning and then stay a day and then come back. It's just a lot of work with a 6-year-old. So, yeah, so we pretty much just stay home.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. But, yeah, later in the day, good chance we're probably hitting up the old movie theater at some point. That's usually the thing. We'll eat throughout the day, and then later that night somebody will be like, you guys want to go see a movie? And I am always game for that.
See, I've never done that. What I used to do a few years ago, me and my little brother Jesse would always go to the bar after dinner, and we would have what we called Gangster Thanksgiving. And seriously, if you've never done this before, you think that, like they say, like the Wednesday before Thanksgiving is like a big bar night.
Yeah.
Go to a bar on Thanksgiving. You're going to meet some of the greatest people on the world. Because there's people that don't have family and they've got nowhere else to go and they don't want to be home watching football. So they go to the bar. They're lonely. They're sitting there. They're drinking away. They're sour. And they're fantastic. And they're so much fun to talk to.
Yeah. If I were to go home the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, it is high school reunion night at the bar. So if I go there, I will run into probably between 30 to 50 classmates. And yeah, it's always like a giant reunion. So I didn't really care for that. I just don't like walking around the bar like, oh dude, how are you, man? Yeah. You're married now, right? Yeah. Where do you work? And it's just that same story, like on repeat for 4 or 5 hours.
That's why you need to up your lie game. What's your fictional backstory? Come on, lay it on.
Fictional backstory? I am owner and operator of a nice maple syrup farm, Vermont. I steal that right from Wedding Crashers.
I was gonna say that was pretty quick. That was like a one pump chump quick.
I just like that storyline. Like, oh dude, you're in the maple syrup business? I mean, yeah, we got a couple deals with Cracker Barrel. About 500 stores nationwide, a couple hundred grocery stores. You guys heard of Strack and Van Til? Yeah, we're in a few of those. Trying to get out in the Dallas area, though. Fort Worth, familiar with that? See, just going off. They're like, oh, dude, he's a badass. I'm like, nope, I hate my job. I hate my life.
So for what it's worth, Jesse used to have a strong game with his fictional backstory. And I want to say he had created a fake webpage for a fake company. Yeah. And he had fake business cards with a fake title. And
that's amazing. Now, that is dedication right there.
That is dedication.
Okay. Well, hey, if anybody listening to this episode has ever gone that far, hit us up on Twitter. Let us know. I want to hear those stories. If you've ever put up a fake company to fit into the old high school reunion crowd, let's hear about it. Tweet us at Back in Time Pod on Twitter. I think that's it, man. This thing's run its course. So let's wrap it up and take home some leftovers from old Thanksgiving Day episode. And we'll be back in a couple of days with the Addams Family Values episode. So the teaser trailer is going to drop beginning of the week. This will probably drop the day before, probably Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And then I'm going to try and get that Addams Family Values episode to drop on Thanksgiving Day. If not, it'll be Black Friday. And we'll be penetrating your eardrums as we normally are. So
kind of like the idea of Addams Family coming out on Black Friday, though. Just saying. It's okay. Spooky.
Yeah, a little bit of entertainment. If you're out shopping, waiting in some long lines, pop in the old earbuds, and here we are to entertain you. So, yeah, we'll try and get that done. So, all right. Well, hey, check us out. Give us a subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, CastBox, YouTube, IGTV. I don't think I'm missing any other ones. Still working on getting on iHeartRadio. That's going to be the next one for us. You can follow us on social media at Back in Time Pod. I'm at KAutry29. JD's at UnjustJustin. But for now, we're out of time. Time to sit down at the old dinner table, make yourself a plate, throw a little turkey on there, a little gravy, and have yourself a happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you guys later in the week. See ya.
Almost time for turkey sandwiches.
Thanksgiving is a special night.